Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Everybody, it's KP here, and I'm doing a recording of this show. I decided to record it before I put it up. I haven't done a radio show for a while, and I felt like it was time to communicate in this way, in this audio way. And right, today is what is today? Today is the 12th, June 12th, 6/12. 2019, and the current time right here is about 2011, 2011 or 8:11 p.m. And I did feel it was time to talk about a few things that have been going on, and one of them happens to be the you know, there seemed to be quite a bit of you know, energy. You know, the energy input is very high. That's all I can say, and I don't really know how to define that. But it's really like a thing where there's something. What I'm feeling right now is that there's definitely a strong pull to or push, a strong encouragement to. You know, really remain open, stay open to, there's a lot of movement going on right now. And I've looked at some of these things that, you know, for myself, for my own life and in my own situation. And I really feel like I'm in a period of pause before kind of a big move. And now that could mean, that might not mean physically moving at all. I don't know. But it has felt something. There has felt something like a move, and I could be, you know, it's like it could be not really the way it is. But the bottom line for me is to remain, just remain open to, you know, remain open to new movements, and it's like that's. I will call them possibilities. You know, that's what that's the word. Remain open to new movements, possibilities. And I really feel that's a major message that that I even spoke with someone today at the coffee shop who was going through some things and kind of feeling like that would be coming up at some point. Shortly, that they'd be required to kind of required, but they would be, you know, looking at, this person would be looking at moving, and they were talking about another island possibly, but I have a feeling that it is. Of course, I can't prove any of this stuff, but there's like a lot of movement on the planet, and if we are working with the energies, if we're kind of working with you know, energetic possibilities, then, you know, if we're, then that's, then it's important to really remain open to where we need to be. And so, you know, that's kind of one thing that I'm getting is that if we are working with energies and working to help the planet transition, it's like very important to do that. So, you know, we're really working with a variety of energies that are going on at the same time. So, you know, So, you know, we're in like this chaotic node, which maybe that's something I need to post about. From, you know, Tom Kenyon spoke about this some time back, and I remember learning about this about 10 years ago about chaotic nodes. And this, it definitely feels like this is one. And there's so much going on. And, of course, a lot of things are being illuminated. A lot of things are also being exposed. So when we were talking today, it was kind of like somehow the topic came up about like this giant, almost like an asteroid or a big thing coming into the ocean. And it comes into the ocean and it brings up all this water, but it also brings up what's underneath the water. And it's like, you know, all this exposure that's going on, that is really, you know, very kind of surprising to a lot of people. And the people who, you know, seem to be, oh, wonderful people, they're wonderful this and wonderful that, they're all being exposed. Also within. So, you know, it's going on within, without, you know, in people, groups, you know, communities, if you want to call it that. All these things are being brought out into the open. So, you know, it's very important that this process happen. And so, you know, some people would say, for example, that it's kind of a major Trump effect, and I do believe that's part of it, that this has started to expose those things in people, which, you know, many, it's like I used to think all certain one party is a little bit more, for lack of a better term, I'll just say good, you know, we're doing, quote, beneficial things for the planet. And now I'm finding out that there's a lot that contradicts that. So it's very clear to me that you cannot go along these any kind of party lines or label lines, putting labels on people. It's like going along those lines, you will find that you just can't evaluate things that way. Anything that needs to be exposed will be exposed. And it's just this whole thing is individually, that's for me, that's happened. You know, several individual things have come up, whether they're physical or, you know, things I've been holding on to mentally or spiritually, things I've been holding on to. Even this thing about possibly moving, I said I have to let go of the idea of, for example, being on the Big Island, that this is where I have to be. Oh, it's possible I could change, but I have to release that idea that I am essentially grounded in one place. So, you know, that's not the way it is. You know, I've been in the current location I'm at for about a little less than 6 years, about 5.5 years. That's the longest I've ever stayed in one location for, I think, almost my entire life, at least my entire adult life. And it's almost, you know, it's really a deal where we are being, you know, poked and prodded, and we're really being, you know, all these things are coming up. If there are any buttons to be pushed, they will be pushed in one way or another. And so the things that need to be released can be exposed to our consciousness, and so that we can release them. We can see them, and then, okay, I let go of that. I didn't even know I needed to let go of that. I didn't know I was holding on to that. But it's one of those things that is happening to many, many people. So, you know, I was just talking to myself before I started this, and I was just kind of looking at it. I said, you know, I don't really feel the connection to, you know, I don't feel that connection to the Big Island anymore. And it's like it wasn't when I first moved here. Of course, this was that was why I was here. And I felt this deep connection, and this was where I needed to be. But now it's like I just don't feel it. I can look at other islands, and I actually feel a bit more connected with a couple other islands. But I could still live here and still do the work over there. But in the end, it's like looking within and seeing, and this is true for anyone, looking within and seeing where does my spirit need or want to be to continue the work. There is more work to be done. There is more energy work to be done. There is more connecting to be done, reconnecting. A lot of things have been, we've been working on a lot of kind of a lot of taking out a lot of the older paradigm energies, you know, kind of helping dismantle, you know, a lot of these have been dismantled by what we've been doing, and now it's time to, you know, to work on the new paradigm energies. So that's one thing that I think is really just part of the reason I'm doing this exchange, this show here. Sometimes things come up for myself when I start looking at, when I start talking out loud. And so I'm very much aware that, you know, we do have other things to do. We are here to do other things. And we are... you know, that's what I felt. I felt this was like been a closing of a phase. There's a closing of the phase, closing out of one phase. And I know I've talked about this before, or I've written about this before. You know, so, you know, that's really, we're really beginning or opening up a new phase. And so, call it what you want, but it is so very clear to me that there's nothing that we can really hold on to anymore, at least for myself. I can't hold on to anything. Okay, well, I'm supposed to be here? Well, because I'll just stay on the Big Island, buy a house, and blah, blah, blah. And when I looked at that, I just got a big, fat no. No, 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 no. So I don't feel that, you know, in my situation, I don't feel like it is the time, and may never be the time, for me to buy a house like a lot of people like to do. And then you're, you know, you've kind of got to go through all the things about that and all this and all that. It's just that's not for me. It's not for me. So, so everybody's, you know, everybody's situation is a little bit different, and, you know, we each have to kind of evaluate what is ours to do and what is not ours to do, and so it's really kind of just one of those times when there's all this stuff going on, and it's like, you know, I see a lot of it on various channels on YouTube. I don't watch mainstream media news at all. I don't read much at all mainstream. I just read alternative sites occasionally. About the most mainstream I get is RT, Russia Today. You know, that's about it. And even that, I mean, even those things. And I've watched Fox occasionally if there's something of interest, but I hardly ever even do that. It's like they're all kind of part of the same bag, and it's like I think things are changing, but You know, to me, it's like the final say, the inner is always the inner guide. What is the ultimate guide? It's not mainstream media. It's not even alternative media. It's not David Wilcock, Corey Good, James Gilliland. Not anything that anybody writes or says, including me. It's not any of that. It's like following that inner guide, following the higher, I call it the higher inner guide, the higher vibration inner guide. And it is so, to me, that's so important to do that and to to listen to what is going on there. So, I've talked a lot about it. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause here and then maybe come back with some more things. I've only done about 15 minutes so far, so I'm going to take a pause and anyway, I'll be back. So we come back for what we might call part two. There is quite a so we were talking. I was talking about the old energies really have been. I believe much of our work has been to dismantle the old energies, and now that we're out of that phase, we are now helping to establish the energetic grid structure for the new paradigm. There is a lot that we can see. There's a lot that we can see on the outer. We can actually see a lot of outer change that's visible. But much of the change is not visible. So we're looking at a period of time where, even though, some people would say that really the only thing that is valuable, the only thing valuable to do is to what's visible in the outer. And you say, oh, these political people are doing this, or these people are doing that, and so and so and so and so. But so much of this, the energetic grid work is so very important. And that's all I can say. I mean, I can't prove it. Can you prove it? No, maybe not. But so many things are connected, and I've seen quite a few connections with my own operations that it seemed to be, just getting these pictures. And it's very much, there is definitely a definite connection with the outer, with what we're doing on the invisible. And to me, one thing that really was helpful to see was, I mean, it has happened before in the kind of energy work that I feel I've been involved with, and that the latest one with kind of picking up the ball of fire on May 8th and at Kilauea, and then taking that ball of fire to Mauna Kea. And I don't know if that was a cosmic connection. I kind of got that it was a cosmic connection there, to release that ball of fire into the cosmos. And maybe that is an energizing of an energizing of the cosmic energies. So that was one part. And so, as part of that was part of the work. And then afterwards, it was taking this ball of fire to the what is it? To Kalalau Valley, and on Kauai, and that to me has often always been, pretty much always been a releasing. Anything that's released there or done there really affects the planet. And you know, the same day, the same time, the same day that that ceremony was carried out on the 29th of May was the day that, I know there were other things going on too, but one thing that was very visible was this guy who set himself on fire in front of the White House. And so, you know, did I cause that? Did we cause that by working energetically there? Not for him to do that, but there was something about that connection, and energetically there was definitely a connection with fire. Because when, just before that was when, just before I decided to go, it was like, you know, a couple days before that, I saw something about Jerry Lee Lewis, and of course Jerry Lee Lewis is known for his song, Great Balls of Fire. And so the whole thing connected up. So, you know, this apparently, again, was perhaps the concluding part for my own work about dismantling the old energies. So, you know, it's also an illumination. And, you know, sometimes I don't really know what it's for. But, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, this could have been that, you know, the last step for myself, at least, in, you know, in dismantling the old paradigm. So I don't really know, you know, that's possible. But anyway, we're kind of, you know, we're in the new phase. We're in a new phase, and I can say it's important to follow the guidance. Sometimes I don't really want to follow the guidance. There are times, like right now, I said, you know, I've got this beautiful little house, and I've got this great kitty who's here, and I know I'm going to have to leave her. And the other part of it is, you know, make sure that I'm taking care of what I need to take care of. So, so whatever this leads to, wherever it goes, I do feel it's very important that we, you know, that we continue our work. And I'm really, at this point, you know, I'm not really interested or even caring about, you know, what's going on out there. You know, all this stuff that you see going on, and there's a lot of stuff you can see. You can watch this channel, this YouTube channel, that YouTube channel, this piece of news, that piece of news. You can watch what goes on in the United States Congress, which is, it's all very important for really eliminating this very dark, you know, this very dark cabal that has been taken. In other words, it's kind of a cabal of energy. So, you know, the cabal of energy is being, you know, has been essentially dismantled, and right now we're just seeing the final dissolution. You know, that's a good word, dissolution. It's just all dissolving. The final dissolution of that, you know, of the cabal. And it's funny how that word comes up, the cabal. So we've been talking about a ball, the fireball. This is about the cabal. And so, you know, this whole thing is just being, and I don't know how long that part's going to take, time-wise. To me, it really doesn't matter what the time frame is. I will say, pardon me, that We are now in a phase where we're beginning to build, you know, we're looking to, you know, we're now looking to build the new world. And, you know, this new world will have a physical component, but it's like first it will be, first it will be set up energetically. And so that is part of what we're here. Those of us who do energy work, set the energy up for that. And, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how that happens. But I do feel that's part of the next phase. And it's almost like, I think one thing is very important. As energy workers, I'm kind of speaking collectively. We essentially we stay ahead of the curve, ahead of what's coming, and that's important. I mean, we're as important to this as, let's say, an architect is to building a giant building, a big building. We need the architect, and to basically draw it out and to show how things are going to fit together, and to resolve challenges that we can see at that stage, and that sort of thing. So, anyway, all I can say about this is, and I think we're about finished here, but essentially, I'll say we need to keep going, and not give up on our work and our energy work. So I guess that's about it for now. I don't really have a whole lot more, but I do want to talk about some of that. Again, I a lot of this stuff is like, I might not be posting a lot about what's happening. I do like some of the decodes. That's kind of neat to see. But it's kind of like, okay, well, it's being taken down. So what? You know, it's like all this stuff is being taken down, but it's like, what does that have to do with me? It says it really doesn't have anything to do with me. It does have a lot to do with, each of us has a work along this new timeline, this new paradigm timeline. So, we each have path on this, NP timeline, new paradigm timeline. So, if you want to call it a mission, we each have our mission on this new paradigm timeline. So, so that's kind of where we're at. And we will talk more about it later. I'm sure at some point, or I might write some more about it. But right now, I'm just going to say aloha, and we will put this up later tonight. But in the meantime, we will say aloha to all. And with that, we will play ALA by Brudda Is, the Sovereignty Freedom Song. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. ALA.